Business Show with Gas Networks Ireland. Clean, reliable, and always available 24 hours a day. More at gasnetworks.ie/gasforbusiness.
Today FM.
Now, do stay tuned, because we've all heard that you're more likely to be hit by lightning than to win the lotto. But that doesn't stop us from giving it a whirl. But there's another way of winning a lotto, and that's by finding out that if your long lost and probably very, very distant relatives have left you part or all of their fortune. So, where would you start? Well, talking to Danny Curran of the BBC show Air Hunters would be a good start, and that's just what we're about to do. Danny's business is Finders International, and he is on the phone from London. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning, Connell.
You have a very big business.
We do. It's a surprising one, I think, for most people, because even with the advent of Air Hunters on TV and everything else, very often people have never heard of what we do.
And you also have a unit in Ireland.
We do, yeah. We opened up a few years ago in Sir John Rogerson's Quay in Dublin. There was a lot of cases. There have been. I've been in the business 27 years, and there's always been a number of cases reverting to Ireland, or there's been Irish research necessary. So traditionally, we had used independent researchers or whatever, but we decided a few years ago that it would be a worthwhile investment to set up an office, and not only to deal with the research that comes back to Ireland from, you know, expat communities in the States or Australia or wherever they've gone over the years, England and the rest of it. So what we did is we started to look into other areas of work as well, where we've been able to help. For example, we've been helping county councils recently. They've been employing us to help with the lack of homes available in Ireland. So what we do there is we trace the owners to those homes, so that the council can, they're apparently empty or vacant homes, and the council can then engage with the owners, or we can try and get that home back into use, which is a very useful exercise.
So you're effectively a detective agency, would that be fair?
Yeah, except that our remit is only to do positive work. So we're not going to, if we ring up, it doesn't mean that you owe anyone any money or, you know, something bad's going to happen. It can only be good news. That's the remit.
Well, tell me some of the good news. Tell me about some of the bigger wins that you have come across.
Well, we had a case, we went, one of the unresolved ones, funnily enough, is an Irish one. We went, there was a case many years ago, where we found out that there was just one branch of a family from Ireland that were left to inherit about €800,000, and that went to the States, and it's still left unclaimed to this day. So that's another one that was interesting.
You better tell them what the family name is, so that I can change my name by deed poll.
That was the that was the case of the Ryan family, Kathleen Ryan from Mullingar. And she had an auntie, Anne, or no, it was known as Lizzie, actually, or Elizabeth, but sometimes known as Annie. And she went to New York, and I even did an interview in Boston about it, because this money is still sitting there. So it's a Ryan family from Mullingar, and we publicised it in England as well. But it's one of those ones that may forever remain unclaimed. But there are other good news stories. There's a few years ago, a German lady died, a widow in Surrey in England, and she'd had no contact with her German family for 50 years. But when she passed away, she'd amassed several million pounds in England as her estate. And we contacted the archetypal little old lady who lived in a flat in former East Berlin, a one-bedroom flat. And so she came into several million.
Whoa, happy days.
From nowhere.
And to tell me this, if I wanted to find out, obviously I don't know that anybody's left me a fortune, so how do I go about it?
Well, there's a few ways. A basic checks would be, you know, am I related? So we don't obviously have contact from lots of individuals who we then say, let's look you up and see if we can do your family tree and see if you're connected to some money. It's the other way around. We find out about the estate or the fund first of all. But if you're interested, there's a website of all the unclaimed estates in that are still available for claim from the English and Welsh government. We've separated those with Irish roots off into a website called unclaimedestates.ie. So that's one of our websites where people can look up, you just enter your name or the town or whatever you want to do. There's lots of filters on there. So if you go to unclaimedestates.ie and you can see if you remember a distant cousin or a name that, of someone who may have passed away in England and Wales, then you can look at that. And otherwise, if you're interested in genealogy, you can look at your family tree and see if there's a someone that you remember. You think, oh, well, I wonder what happened to them. They went to America or whatever. And try and track it down that way.
And, and it's obviously a business, so you have to get your cut of it somehow. How do you do that?
Well, we work at, there's four different kind of fee options. We do a lot of work where we're just retained on a regular fee, usually for solicitors, that kind of work. And the work where we do, for the for example, BBC Air Hunters, is where they focus on the fact that we have to agree a fee as a percentage of whatever you might end up with. So if you get nothing, we get nothing. But if you do get your windfall at the end of the day, then we get 10, 20 or whatever percent it is at the end of the day. And we're paid when the beneficiaries are paid. So there's no risk. And some of those cases do obviously carry on to fruition. And maybe a year down the line, we're paid and the beneficiaries are paid and everyone's happy. So that's how it works in overall.
And before I let you go, do tell me the bizarre story of one of the Bee Gees.
One of the Barry Gibb. Well, yeah, this is very strange because we've been trying to get through to Barry Gibb's agents for a long time because he's owed $40,000 from an Australian matter. And the problem with celebrities, I'm sure they get bombarded with people saying all sorts of things and scams like the rest of us. You know, we do get a lot of scam email. So, but that's why we try and, you know, come on programs like this and we can say, well, look, Finders International is one of the genuine ones and we really do want to give you some money. So we've just been trying to get hold of Barry Gibb's agents and say to him, look, can you please take this money? Because it's there, it's available, it's waiting for Barry, but it's getting through that wall of security, if you like, around him through lawyers and everything else.
I suppose a couple of things come to mind. One is he probably doesn't really need the cash, but if he does want to rest it in my account for a while, I'll look after it for him. Mr. Gibb, if you are listening.
We'll put that forward as a suggestion for him.
A quick question again before I let you go. Where will people find their fortunes again?
So if you think you know or you've been approached about a possible estate and you want our advice or information, you can go to findersinternational.co.uk or .ie, which is the Irish website. And if you think you know of a relative who went to England and Wales, you don't know what happened to them, you think they may have left some money behind, it's unclaimedestates.ie.
Okay, well, I shall, as soon as the programme ends, be straight on to it and see if my rallies were of any use to me. But thank you so much, Danny Curran, for joining us. Danny is, as he mentioned there, of the BBC show The Air Hunters, and he's also of the company Finders International.